Welcome to the Lion's Tribe. I am Pastor Jimmy Odukoya. I pray this episode blesses you and it reminds you to become the lion that God has called you to be. Be blessed.
While I was pouring over the scripture and I was asking the Lord what he wanted me to speak on today, as we are entering our month of supernatural delivery, you know, I had first thought that we would dwell a bit more on the theme with Isaiah 66, 7 to 9, but he took me to John in chapter 2, and he began to speak to me, and so I want to share that with you, and as I highlight points, we'll pray through it, amen? Let's turn very quickly to John, the second chapter. John, the second chapter. I will read from verse 1 to probably verse 11. And this is a story we've heard many times before. I believe this is a chapter that I've preached on many times before. Okay, I feel far for some reason. Can I come down? Yeah, I'm going to come down. Feels like one of them days. Amen. So, it's something that I've preached on a couple of times before, but the Lord had me look at it again. So I'll read from the first verse, and it reads, John, the second chapter, verse 1, Amplified, it says, on the third day, there was a wedding. Somebody say wedding. There was a wedding at Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When all the wine was all gone, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no more wine. And Jesus said to her, dear woman, what is that to you and to me? My time to act and to be revealed has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish customs of purification, that is ceremonial washing, containing 20 to 30 gallons each. Now Jesus said to the servants, fill the water pots with water. So they filled them up to the brim. Then he said to them, draw some out now. Somebody say now. Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter of the banquet. So they took it to him, and the head waiter tasted the water which had turned into wine. Not knowing where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. He called the bridegroom and said to him, everyone else serves his best wine first. When people have drunk freely, then he serves that which is not so good. But you have kept back the good wine until now. This is the first of his signs, attesting miracles Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and revealed his glory, displaying his deity and his great power openly, and his disciples believed confidently in him as the Messiah. They adhered to, they trusted in, and they relied on him. So when I began to read this, I found that the Bible is very intentional. And when I say the Bible, even as the writers tell these events that happened, I believe that everything is written for a reason, for a purpose. If they put a name in there, it's for a reason. If they give you a detail, I don't think they just give us details for detail's sake. And so I asked the Lord to begin to open my eyes to show me things that I might miss, and he took me to the first thing. It says, on the third day there was a, somebody say wedding. Now it's very quick. It's very easy for us to quickly glance over the fact that there was a wedding, and let's just jump into what happened at the wedding. But we must understand that the wedding is the foundation. The wedding is the backdrop. The wedding is the context. The wedding is the environment. The wedding is the moment, is the situation. It is what is informing the events that will take place. The wedding is the foundation. Somebody say foundation. Now, what happens at a wedding? There's a celebration. It is a joining of two. Somebody say joining of two. When two people come together, there is a celebration. There is a joining of two, not just a joining of two, but we understand that it's a celebration of covenant. Somebody say covenant. Because two people come together to become one. So we come and we celebrate. So it is a celebration of covenant. And once I saw that it was a celebration of covenant, what dropped in my head was Luke 22, 19, 20 at the Last Supper, where there was a celebration of covenant. Jesus says to his disciples, "This is my body. Take it, eat it. Every time you do it in remembrance of me. This is my blood shed for you in the new covenant." Now you may say, hold on, it was a sad occasion. But listen, every celebration is a remembrance. When we celebrate birthdays, we are remembering the day we are. Right? So, wedding, celebration of covenant. And the Lord began to show me, because there was a celebration of covenant at the meal, we are now under a new covenant. Remember what Hebrews 8 says? He says, "But as it is, Christ has acquired a priestly ministry, which is more excellent than the old Levitical priestly ministry, for he is the mediator, the arbiter of a better," put it on the screen, Hebrews 8 verse 6, so they can see it. Please walk with me, I'm going to be going very quickly. Hebrews 8, 6, right? Continue on. Mediator, arbiter of a what? Better covenant, uniting God and man, which has been enacted and rests on better promises. So, a celebration of a covenant. And now we are being told that we are now under a better covenant. What does that mean if we're under a better covenant? Romans 8:17 says this. Because we are now under a better covenant, put Romans 8:17. It says, if we are his children, then we are what? We are his heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his spiritual blessing and inheritance. If indeed we share in his suffering, so that we may also share in his... Now, celebration, covenant. Covenant, new covenant. New covenant means that we are joint heirs. And if we are joint heirs with him, we share in his suffering as well as his glory. Now, it is this glory that allows us in Romans 4:17 to do this. What does it say, Romans 4:17? It says that God is the one who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. We share in his glory, because we are joint heirs. Because we are in joint heirs, we share in his blessings and his glory, and we become one with him. And if we become one with him, we can do things that he has done. And he says, "Greater works shall we do." And in Romans 4, he says, "This is the God that calls things that are not as though they exist." So he can say, "Let there be," and there was. I told them yesterday in Genesis 1, it says, "In the beginning, God." That means God existed before the beginning. That means God began the beginning. That means before the beginning, there was God. That means without God, there is nothing that you see that exists. And so he has the ability to call things that are not as they exist. How does this relate to us? Because we are joint heirs with him, we can call things that are not as though they exist. Everything that would happen in the wedding was based on the backdrop of the covenant. It was based on the backdrop of the celebration. It was based on the backdrop of the joining. And because we have been joined with Christ and we just partook of his blood and his body and we are now under a new covenant, it gives us the right to call things that are not as though they are. We operate in the ability. God does not require anything to form everything. If you met God at the corner of nothing going to nowhere, you would have everything. Because in him was life. And that life became what? The life of man. But it takes you understanding your position as being a joint heir with Christ. Because when you understand that you're a joint heir with Christ, supernatural delivery is your right. Are you with me? It is not something you get to partake in. It's not something that they let you in. It is your right because we are now joint with him. And if we partake in his death and suffering, we also partake in his glory. First prayer point. This month, I will be aware of my covenant position. I will operate from the vantage point of my covenant position, being joint heirs with God, because I am now under the superior covenant. Everything that I declare from the position of being joint heirs with the Father. I decree and declare in this month of supernatural delivery, I function under the position and the awareness of me being joint heirs with Christ. Open up your mouth and begin to decree. Everything I do, I operate from the vantage point of covenant. Everything I do, I operate from the vantage point of covenant. I operate from the mind of Christ. Because I am a joint heir. Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus and his righteousness. As I remember the price that was paid, his body that was broken, his blood that was shed, I walk in my position, being fully aware of my covenant rights, and I operate from there and decree the same way God who spoke nothing and got everything, I speak into my life, I speak into my existence, I speak into my business, supernatural delivery. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're going to be, don't worry, you stand and sit with me today, amen? The next thing that he showed me, he says there was a wedding at Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. What an important detail to announce. And the mother of Jesus was there. You must realize that Mary was the catalyst for this miracle to happen. Because if Mary wasn't there, none of it would have happened. And it was interesting because Mary herself was a representation or a conduit of supernatural delivery. The one that they announced was at the wedding, her herself, was a walking representation of supernatural delivery. When the angel appeared to her and says, hey, you are favored amongst women, and you shall bear a child, and he shall come up, and his name shall be Jesus. And he says, hold on, how will I bear a child when I do not know a man? And the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will conceive. And what did she say? She said, let it be unto according to your word. Do you not realize that in that moment there was a joining? You see, the wedding is a joining of two people entering into covenant. In the moment she said, "Let it be unto me," there was a joining. Her spirit, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and she came into covenant. And once they entered into covenant, by the words that she spoke, she joined herself to the Holy Spirit, and the supernatural delivery came forth. The next prayer point, in this month of supernatural delivery, I will be conscious of my words. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:2 that if you have been snared with the words of your lips, and if you have been trapped by the speech of your mouth, it is possible to trap yourself by the words that you speak or ensnare yourself. That's why the Bible says in Revelation 12 that we overcame and conquered by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Open up your mouth and begin to decree that in this month of supernatural delivery, I will only speak what God has me to speak. I will only say what God says concerning me. I will not be ensnared by the words of my mouth. Imbrekande ibre shata bakada. Yembre ise kande yembro sonda baha. Yembre ikende yembro sinda bakata baha. Ye yembre sinda bakande yembro ha. I will not be ensnared. I will not be entrapped. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. We do not speak from the position of lack. We are seated in heaven, in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We are seated far above. Yembre kande brekande baha. Yembre isakata baha. Not we will sit, we are currently seated. So we operate from the vantage point of the covenant. In this month of supernatural delivery, I will only say, I will only speak what God has asked me to speak. Yembra ika de yebreha. My words, the words that I speak, the words that I utter, will only be what God says. Let God be true, and every other man be a liar. Yembre ikande ibre sita baha, yaka iseta baha. I will not be ensnared by my words. I will not be trapped by my words. I will only speak what God will have me say. I will only speak the truth of God. In my month of supernatural delivery, I call myself healed. I call myself whole. I call myself redeemed. I call myself purchased of the Lord. In him was life, and that life became the light of man. And this light shines in darkness. And this darkness cannot. Darkness cannot. Darkness cannot. Darkness cannot comprehend it. In the name of Jesus. Imbrekande ibre sida baka se. Yembre sinda brakande yerobo ha se dabaha. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As long as you might be. And we continue on. It says, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. And both Jesus and his disciples were invited. Somebody say invited. I could almost infer that probably Mary, because of Mary, Jesus was there. Because if we can infer from the text, I mean, I have no proof, I wasn't there. I didn't hear the back conversations that happened, but they first said, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. Then they say, and Jesus and his disciples were invited, seeming to indicate, and from the role that Mary took all through the wedding, you could tell that she had an active role in the wedding. So I can infer very clearly that she probably said, hey, Jesus, disciple, come. But the bottom line is, Jesus was invited. was there. He was invited. Revelations 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and continually knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, restore him, and he with me." The third prayer point in this month of supernatural delivery, we will invite Jesus into every area of our lives. Into everything that concerns us. We are opening the door. He will not go where he's not invited. Open and say, "God, this month I invite you to invade my life. I invite you to invade my thoughts. I invite you to invade my family. I invite you to invade my loved ones. Everything that I am, invade it. Everything that I do, invade it." I open up the door. You have an invitation, an open invitation into my affairs. You have an open invitation into my family. You have an open invitation into my business. You have an open invitation into my mind. You have an open invitation into my body. I present myself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. We invite you, oh God, take your place. We invite you, oh God, take your place in my life. In this month of supernatural delivery, you are invited in my thoughts, in my deeds, in my actions, in my words, in what I do, in where I go, in what I say, with the people I hang about. You are invited. May I never put you in a place where you cannot come in. May my life not be that that doesn't allow you to come. You are invited. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, sweet Jesus. Come and have your place. Come and die with me. Come and walk with me. Come and talk with me. Tell me what to do. Show me what to say. I am nothing without you. We invite you, oh God. Imbrekande bresata bakata. Imbre sikata yerobo senda bakata. We invite you, oh God. Come on in. Invade every space. Fill every space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. Yembrekande bresanta baha. Yembre isenda bandeha. My world needs you right now. In Jesus' name. It says Jesus was invited. You may be seated. Now, as the story continues to unfold, it says that when the wine was all gone, the mother of Jesus said to him, "There is no more wine." And I wrote down, at this wedding, at this celebration, provision had been made for the people that were supposed to attend, and from all indication, they felt like they had adequately prepared for the crowd that was coming. But the Bible says the wine ran out. And I wrote down, what do you do when that which you have banked on is exhausted? They had made the plans, but sometimes the best made plans go south. What do you do when you find yourself in a situation that you didn't prepare for? And what makes it even more difficult is that you thought you were prepared, and now that the situation has come, it has exposed your inadequacies. What do you do when your wine runs out? Let me tell you what Mary did. She took it to Jesus. Let me tell you what Mary, they told Mary, wine had run out. You know what she did? Jesus. Jesus. The wine has run out. You see, Mary was made aware of a problem, but she was more aware of who Jesus was. They had brought to her the lack, but she was more aware of who was invited to the wedding. And so because she was aware of who was invited, she took her problems to Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares. Put it on the screen, 1 Peter 5:7. Amplified. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and what? Not continually. You take it one time. Once and for all. What do? You put it on him. Why? For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. If he is watching over you carefully, he knows you have need before you know you have need of it. He knew you would come to a place where your resources would be exhausted. He knew that you would find yourself in a position where the wine will run out. And so if you cast your cares upon him, then you relinquish the reins of worry and you put it on Jesus. The next prayer point. In this month of supernatural delivery, I cast my cares on Jesus. I take everything to him, to Jesus. My best made plans, my plans for the future, what I thought would be adequate, I cast my cares on Jesus. I cast my burdens on Jesus. My worry, my anxiety, my fears, my hopes, my dreams, my plans, my children, the future, my tomorrow, my today, I cast all my cares on Jesus. Cast it now. I submit it to you, oh God. I cast my cares on you in this month. I will not worry. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. I will not lack. I will not worry. I will not be distressed. I will not be dismayed. Cast my burdens. I cast my cares. I put it all on you. I put it all on you. I submit myself to you. Take my life. Take my heart. I submit my worries. I submit my hopes. I submit my dreams. I cast it all now. I submit my plans. My plans for the day. My plans for tomorrow. All that I am. That situation. That circumstance. What I planned for. What I didn't plan for. What I didn't know was coming. How I didn't know it would affect me. But I take it to you now. I take my cares. I take my worries. I submit it to you, oh God. I submit it to you, oh God. Let me be aware of you in everything, in every situation, in every way, in every space, in every place. Let me be aware of you, for you are invited. Oh, you are welcome in. You are welcome in. I cast my cares. You are welcome in. I cast my worries. You are welcome in. I take it to you. I lay it at your feet. Down at your feet, oh God. I submit, oh God. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. The Bible says she went to Jesus and she said, they have no more wine. Look at Jesus' response. Jesus said to her, dear woman, what is that to you and to me? Jesus said, wait till God sign me with their wine. I know, nobody made a do wedding. Now you invite me, say, make I come. For those of you who don't understand what I just said, who are of proper English, Jesus said, what does that have to do with me? I was just an invited guest. Why are you bringing these worries to me? He says, my time to act and to be revealed has not yet come. And what was Mary's response? His mother said to them, whatever he says to do, do it. So in other words, Jesus makes Mary aware that he has a timetable. Are you with me? I have a scheduled time. The time for me to reveal myself has not yet come. In other words, there is an operating timetable. The time for me to reveal myself is not here. According to the schedule of heaven, the time for me to start doing miracles has not come. Why are you telling me about the wine? But what does Mary say? She says to the servants, whatever he asks you to do, do it. In other words, Mary placed a demand that disrupted the timetable. Jesus says, my time has not come. She says, okay, whatever he says to do, do it. The next prayer point. In this month of supernatural delivery, we are going to place demands that will disrupt the timetable. The timetable of heaven. Father, because we are now joint heirs and we are now operating under a better covenant, we place a demand that will disrupt the timetable over my life. Supernatural delivery, supernatural speed, supernatural acceleration. There was a set timetable, but we place a demand because we are joint heirs, because we are seated with Jesus, far above, we place a demand over our lives, over our situation. We disrupt the timetable in the name of Jesus. We disrupt the timetable. What should take years, we say will take months. What will take months, we say will take days. What will take days, we say will take minutes. What will take minutes, we say will take seconds. We come from the position of a power in the covenant, and we place a demand that will disrupt the timetable. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' daughter's house, and somebody said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know he had another agenda. But somebody placed a demand that disrupted the timetable. In this month of supernatural delivery, we place a demand that will disrupt the timetable over my life, over my business, over my children, over the kingdom. We place a demand right now. We place a demand in the name of Jesus. And Mary says to them, whatever he asks you to do, do it. Whatever instruction he gives you, do it. The next prayer point. Father, whatever you ask me to do in this month of supernatural delivery, I will do it. It doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter if it defies logic. It doesn't matter if it defies strategy. As long as it is coming from your mouth, whatever you say to do, I will do it. Open up your mouth and pray. Father, give me the ability. Give me the power. Give me the wherewithal to obey every instruction that comes from your lips. Whatever you say to do, whatever you say to do, I will do it. Yebra ise kade bresita baha. Yebre isenda bakata. Yebre isenda bakata. We place a demand on the covenant, and we go by the instructions. If you tell us to walk on water, we'll walk on water. If you tell us to cast a net in the same time, we'll cast a net again. If you tell us to sow in the midst of famine, we will sow in the midst of famine. Whatever you ask us to do, we will do it. Imbre ise kande imbre ise taba. Yembre ise nde ebro o senda baha. Yembre isa kande yebro sanda bakata. Yembre isa tata. Whatever you ask us to do, Whatever you ask us to do, huh? In Jesus' name, the Bible says, verse 6, now there were 6 stones, water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, and each contained 20 to 30 gallons each. Now Jesus says to the servants, fill the water pots with water. There were 6 pots already there. And those were the 6 pots God would use to work his miracle. They were designed for something else. They were designed to hold water. Their function was not there to produce wine. It was not in their capacity or their ability. It was not created to hold wine. Wine was never meant to be in these jars, but there were 6 pots there. And God would use the 6 pots. God will use the foolish 6 pots in your life. The thing that has been discarded. God will use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Your next prayer point. God, open my eyes to see my 6 pots. May I not despise everything you have put already in my heart, in my life, in my surrounding, in my abilities, in my gifts. Open my eyes to see the 6 pots. Whatever you will use, may I not despise the 6 pots that you've already put. Because while the pots were being brought in, the one who knows all knew that they would be used for his glory. Father, open my eyes to see my 6 pots. May I not despise anything you put in the room. May I not despise anything you've done in my life. Every experience, every bad decision, every mistake, every accidental place where I didn't think I'll ever be. Whatever my 6 pots are, open up my eyes. Let me see your 6 pots that you have in the room. Let me see my 6 pots, Jesus. Open my eyes. In this month of supernatural delivery, I will not despise my 6 pots. They were not meant for wine, but literally your hand is a magnitude in God's hand. But God, open my eyes. The 6 pots that you have for me, let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see it. I will not despise it. I will not despise it. Let my eyes be open. In Jesus' name. Last 2 points, and then we'll pray for ourselves and we'll leave. The Bible says they filled the 6 pots up, 20 to 30 gallons of water. And then Jesus said, draw some out and take it to the head waiter. So they took it. Before then, he said, hold on. He said, fill them up and take it. And they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water, which had turned into wine. So, from the time they filled it up, he said, now fill it up. They poured it inside. Then he said, as you have filled it up, now take it, scoop it, and take it. Between the time they put the bowl in the pot and before it got to the mouth of the head waiter, water had been transformed into wine. There was supernatural transformation.
Yes.
You must understand that wine was not brought out of grapes. Wine was not brought out of wine or grapes. Wine was brought out of water. The molecular structure of water is not the molecular structure of wine. H2O, I mean, 2 atoms of hydrogen and oxygen. That is what water is. The molecular structure of wine is not H2O, but the one who calls things that are not as though they are. The one that can speak into the mouth of a fish and money will come forth. He said, now, take it. Before you deliver it to the mouth of the waiter, right there, water was transformed into wine. Your next prayer point, in the month of supernatural delivery, supernatural transformation will define my life. Open up your mouth and pray. Those who knew you as A, in the blink of an eye, what God will do in your life, you will see supernatural transformation. Where there has only been water, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything sweet come out of this? We know the sum total of his life. We know the sum total of her life. We know how they are. We know what they are made of. We know where they come from. We know what they are made of. But right before their eyes, in the month of supernatural delivery, supernatural transformation, open up your mouth and decree. Before the mouth of the waiter would taste what was water, it had become wine. Everything that has been plain, everything that has cost you pain, the Lord will transform it out of the mouth of the dry bone, out of the mouth of a carcass, something sweet. Oh God, put honey in the bones of the carcass. Oh God, what has been plain, what has been mundane, pull something sweet out of my life. In the name of Jesus, supernatural transformation. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. I don't know how you'll do it. I don't have to know how. But before it got to the lips of the head waiter, before they experienced me, oh God, before you put me on that stage, before you put me in that position, turn it around. Turn it around. Imbreka de Bakata, turn it around. In Jesus' name. Before the cup would get to the lips of the head waiter, water became wine. Now, anybody who knows about the process of making wine must understand it takes time. You must take the grapes. First of all, you must identify the types of grapes. Then you will pluck the grapes. Then you will crush the grapes into a vat. Then you will collect the juices. Then put it in a tank and store it. Now, the easiest, quickest fermentation takes between 3 to 6 weeks. But depending on how well aged you want the wine to be, it can take 3 to 6 months. Sometimes even years. Because the longer it's aged, the better the wine. The longer it's aged, the better the wine. Now, when this man, the servant, took the cup to the head waiter, he took a sip of the wine. This is what he does. This is his job. From one taste, he can tell bodied aged wine or cheap wine. And he made a statement. He says, usually, the people serve the best wine in the beginning. So by the time they are drunk, they can't tell the difference either way. But you, you have served the best for last. Water became aged wine. What happened in that moment was supernatural speed. The word of God became the catalyst that would take water and turn it into grapes, and crush the grapes, and ferment the grapes, and speed up the process, the chemical reactions, that each step was like months, and each step was like weeks, and each step was like hours, and by the time he would taste it,
it became wine.
Yes, God.
The next prayer point, in this month of supernatural delivery,
yes.
Supernatural speed,
yes.
Supernatural speed.
Yes.
Oh God, make my hand, my feet like that of the hind's feet. Supernatural speed. Oh God, your word is the catalyst that will speed every chemical reaction, every spiritual reaction in my life that will take water and make it aged wine. Supernatural speed in everything I do, in my endeavors, for your glory, for your kingdom. Where others are walking, let me run. Where others are crawling, let me walk. Where others are running, let me fly. Because your hand is on my life. Because your word has decreed it. Supernatural delivery. Yembre ise kande ba. Yembre ise kande ba. Abre ise adeka. Let my life be a testimony. Let our life be a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Before we go, because of time, put your hands on your head. Begin to speak over your life. Begin to decree what God says concerning you. He says he anoints your head with oil and your cup runneth over. He said no good thing will he withhold from you. Begin to decree the words of the Lord. Settle your month. Settle your months. Settle your year. Say this is the month that the Lord has made. In this month of supernatural delivery, I shall see supernatural transformation. In this month of supernatural delivery, I will be aware of the presence of God. In this month of supernatural delivery, I invite Jesus into my life, into every area. In this month of supernatural delivery, I cast my cares once and for all on him. In this month of supernatural delivery, oh God, supernatural transformation, supernatural speed. I will only speak what you ask me to speak. I will only say what you ask me to say. I will not be ensnared by the words of my mouth. I will operate from my position in the covenant. In the name of Jesus, you anoint my head with oil and my cup running over. You wash me with the washing of your word. Oh God, let it be unto me. Let it be unto me. Let it be unto me. Let it be unto me according to your word. Let it be unto me according to your word. I come into contact. I come into covenant. I join myself with your word. And we say that it is so in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. We thank you that you are not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you should repent. Because your words are indeed yes and amen. So Father, everything that you have said, we align with your word. We come into alignment. We join ourselves to your spirit. And we say, let it be unto us according to your word. We thank you that April was a fantastic month. We thank you, oh God, for what you have already done. And we come against the spirit of death, of accidents, of kidnapping, of failure. We draw the bloodline. And we say we are covered by the blood of Jesus. This month you shall carry your testimonies in baskets. I heard it again in Isaiah 66. After it says she brought forth a boy, it says that she brought forth her sons. For somebody here, your testimonies will be in multiples. In the name of Jesus. Where they have closed the door on that contract, where they have passed you up for that position, there's about to be a turnaround. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. All adoration and thanksgiving be unto you. In Jesus' name. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. And so sin shall not have dominion over us. For the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of us and quickens our mortal bodies to the glory of his holy name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I pray that you were blessed. And if you enjoyed what you heard, please be sure to subscribe. And if you know a fellow lion that needs to join the tribe, please be sure. Send them this link. Share this episode. God bless you.